twist, too, in his early days that you'll hear about a little later on.
And this week on County Grows, Master Gardener Gail Walker teaches us how to feed our plants through soil maintenance.
And on What's Happening, Ben Cowan, who's a vice president of the PEC Minor Hockey Association, gives us information on the First Shift program. I love this. It's sponsored by the NHL and the Ottawa Senators, and this is for new-to-hockey families with children ages 6 to 12, kids that might not normally have an opportunity to get into playing hockey.
That's great. But up first, the County Grows. I'm Krista Hepburn. I have on the phone with me Gail Walker, Master Gardener. Gail is going to teach us how to feed our plants. Welcome, Gail.
Thank you, Krista. Lovely to be back. Today I wanted to talk about how to grow healthy plants by making sure that we feed them properly. And plants are like animals or people. They need to have the right nutrients to thrive.
And how do we get those plants the nutrients?
First, I want you to remember back to science class and think about how plants actually, how they sort of work inside. And we see them draw in water, and they bring carbon dioxide from the air, and then they use the energy from the sun to go through a photosynthesis process that turns all of those things into carbohydrates or sugars. And we call it glucose when it's in a plant. And then that glucose travels up and down the stem, kind of like the way our blood travels, and it goes to wherever energy is needed. So it goes to root growth and the leaves or the flowers or the fruits. And in addition to that glucose, they need three major nutrients, and that's what we're going to focus on today.
Okay.
The three are short form are called N, P, and K. And again, going back to that science class and the periodic table, every element was given a letter to signify it. So N stands for nitrogen, P stands for phosphorus, and K stands for potassium.
Oh.
And then the plants need a few other micronutrients, but they're generally available in the soil, and those would be things like iron and chlorine, copper, zinc, boron, things like that. So when we talk about actually feeding the plants, the very first idea I want to give you is that we don't feed the plants at all, but we feed the soil.
And how do we feed the soil?
The soil has to be healthy, because it's creating these chemical reactions in it that are turning those nutrients that we will give the soil into inorganic molecules. And the plants then absorb those in through the root system.
And how do I know what to feed my soil? Or is it all soils the same?
Not all soils are the same, but most garden soils have a good balance of the nutrients in them. If you're worried about having a serious deficiency of some sort, most nurseries would sell a soil kit that you can do, and it will tell you if you have a deficiency in any of the major nutrients. But because plants are always taking nutrients from the soil, we've got to make sure that we maintain that fertility in the soil by giving them fertilizer.
And I've heard of both organic and chemical fertilizers. Which is best?
Well, from a plant's point of view, it doesn't matter, because they need it to be in an inorganic molecule to absorb it. Both organic and chemical fertilizers go through the reactions in the soil to create those inorganic molecules. But from a gardener's point of view, they're very different. An organic fertilizer is something that comes from something that was formerly living. So it could be manure, composted manure, blood meal, bone meal, your yard compost, mushroom compost, wood ash, things like that. And they tend to be elements that are quite bulky compared to the amount of the percentage of nutrient that would be in them, but they give an added benefit to the soil by improving its structure. If you've ever seen really hard clay soil, or you have a friend perhaps with a garden with a lot of sandy soil, they both have trouble holding on to moisture and nutrients for the plants. So by adding these organic materials to the soil, It helps build a soil structure that holds the nutrients close to the roots where the plants can pick them up, and it helps keep the soil more evenly moist. So if you think of trying to water something in sandy soil, the water just runs right through it.
Right.
But having organic in there will keep the moisture there longer.
And the chemical fertilizer, is that what I see for sale in the store then?
Exactly. So if you go into the store, into the fertilizer section, you'll see just a huge display of packages, and they are all fertilizers made from a chemical process. So ammonium sulfate and ammonium nitrate would be chemicals used to provide that first nutrient, nitrogen. All of the fertilizer packages have a ratio on them that relates to the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, the NPK. So they're always in the same order, and they indicate the percentage of fertilizer by weight. So you walk in and you see a package that says 25-10. It means it's 20% nitrogen, 5% phosphorus, 10% potassium, and the remaining 65% is filler.
If you were buying chemical fertilizer, is it all the same for every soil, or is it different?
Well, it is marketed by the fertilizer companies to be matched up with the type of plant that you're growing. But the science is a little bit murky because everybody's garden soil is going to be slightly different. So without actually doing that soil test, guessing as to what you need.
And I've heard of slow-release fertilizer. What does that mean?
Well, there's three different types of fertilizer that you'll see. One is water-soluble, next one is slow-release, and the third one is controlled time-release. So water-soluble is the least expensive. It's dissolved in water. Or you might attach a sprayer to your garden hose and you spray it on, and it's immediately applied to the soil, and it will run through the soil and dissipate reasonably quickly, whereas slow release comes in a granular form instead, will slowly break down and release small amounts over several months. And so it will work up to a year. And it's really geared to shrubs and trees rather than our perennials or things like that.
So what do I need for my vegetable garden?
So for your vegetable garden, the absolute best thing to do is dig in organic fertilizer in the form of compost and manure to improve that fertility and soil structure. And to do that either in the fall, right after you harvest your vegetables, getting it ready for the next year, or you can do it in the spring before you plant. And if you want to, you can add a balanced fertilizer at that time. So something like a 10-10-10 slow-release fertilizer can be worked into the soil, and it will be available when the plants need it. And then as the growing season goes along, you can top dress with more compost or manure just on the side of the plants during the growing season, and they will keep on doing really well. If you're doing your vegetables in containers, or even your annuals or your house plants, it's really important to start with fresh, enriched soil so that the nutrients are there, because they can't migrate in from anywhere else in the garden. They're in a fixed container. So you really want to have a good start for those vegetables. And then you can use water-soluble fertilizer on them to promote both fruit and flower production.
And what about established perennial beds? What kind of fertilizer do I need for that?
For that, top dress them again with the compost and manure in the spring. And then you can add balanced slow-release fertilizer early in the season, but make sure you do it beside and not on the plants. You don't want to burn the plants. You have to be really careful to read the instructions on the package for fertilizer, and it's better to give weak fertilizer than strong, because you can actually burn the plants and destroy them.
Oh, interesting. What about our lawns? Do we need any special fertilizer for the lawns?
Well, lawns are a little bit different because if we think about it, we don't want to see flowers in our lawns. We want to see just blades of grass. So it's, nitrogen is the key thing for keeping a lawn green. And the first suggestion is use a mulching blade on your lawnmower. So those fine grass clippings just fall to the soil level and they'll release nitrogen as they decompose. So every week when you mow, you're actually adding some organic fertilizer to the lawn. You can also look for lawn-specific grass fertilizer, and it tends to have a very high first number, so the nitrogen is high. The middle number nowadays is zero, and that is because of the worry of phosphorus running off into our waterways and streams. And just as we took it out of our laundry detergent, they've taken it out of fertilizer. Right. And then the last number is quite low, and that's just to help promote the vigor of the lawn.
So it's a continuous process to fertilize your lawn, or anything really.
It is, because the grass is a heavy feeder for nitrogen.
Very good. Well, we've certainly learned a lot about soils today, Gail, and thank you so much for speaking with us.
It's a very complex topic. I'll leave you with the thoughts to remember that you're going to feed the soil, not the plant. Add organic matter as much as you can to improve the soil structure. And if you're using a chemical fertilizer, read the instructions carefully. Don't over-fertilize. More is not better.
Well, thank you so much again.
You're welcome.
I've been speaking to Master Gardener Gail Walker. If you have a question about gardening, go to PECmastergardeners.ca. I'm Krista Hepburn, and you've been listening to County Grows on the Grapevine, 99.3 County FM.
Up next, what's happening?
Specific grass fertilizer, and it tends to have a very high first number, so the nitrogen is high. The middle number nowadays is zero, and that is because of the worry of phosphorus running off into our waterways and streams. And just as we took it out of our laundry detergent, they've taken it out of fertilizer. Mm-hmm. And then the last number is quite low, and that's just to help promote the vigor of the lawn.
So it's a continuous process to fertilize your lawn, or anything really.
It is, because the grass is a heavy feeder for nitrogen.
Very good. Well, we've certainly learned a lot about soils today, Gail, and thank you so much for speaking with us.
It's a very complex topic. I'll leave you with the thoughts to remember that you're going to feed the soil, not the plant. Add organic matter as much as you can to improve the soil structure. And if you're using a chemical fertilizer, read the instructions carefully. Don't over-fertilize. More is not better.
Well, thank you so much again.
You're welcome.
I've been speaking to Master Gardener Gail Walker. If you have a question about gardening, go to PECmastergardeners.ca. I'm Krista Hepburn, and you've been listening to County Grows on the Grapevine, 99.3 County FM.
Up next, what's happening?